Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in the Formation Program. Her preaching is entitled, One Thing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. The Lord said to her in reply, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. The Gospel of the Lord. I often have to chuckle when I hear this gospel because they probably didn't live in a large palace where the kitchen and dining area were far apart. The houses of the time in Israel were quite small, having only two or three rooms at the most. The kitchen, dining, and visiting area would have all been in one room. So even though Martha was busy arranging for the meal, if she had not been upset, she would have perfectly been able to hear what the Lord was teaching, as did Mary. Today, however, my message is more sober and serious. One of the first spiritual lessons I learned when I entered the monastery was, quote, comparisons are odious, end of quote. And it's so true. But why? Well, I think because comparing persons and what they have leads to envy, one of the capital sins. It is so deadly, it can destroy the one who is envious, and even the one they envy. Envy is a deep sadness at sharing another's good. It can constrict our heart and turn it to stone, to hatred, and even to destruction. Envy, then, is a mortal or deadly sin because it's directly opposed to charity and kills the supernatural life within us. It can lead to discord in families. Remember the envy of Joseph's brothers in the book of Genesis when they were so envious that they wanted to kill him. They couldn't even look at him or give him a civil word. There is no peace or tranquility in an envious soul. Well, was Mary really envious? Was Martha really envious of Mary having the luxury to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to him? I don't know, but Jesus himself points out that she was anxious and worried about many things, so her heart was not at peace. Today, let us take some time to examine our hearts to see if envy is hovering near us. And if it is, let us turn to Jesus, because Jesus gives us the remedy to envy. He says, turn your hearts and thoughts to the one thing necessary, And what is that? Jesus himself, his words and his deeds, his love and his mercy for all. May we seek him in all we do. Amen.